Acts chapter 19, we'll begin in verse 11 here this morning. And the Word of God says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto him the sick, so that from his body brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, they took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Amen. Imagine that. You're going to cast out a devil out of someone. Amen. And you say, "Come out of him by the Jesus that Paul preaches." And the spirit looks you in the eye with that look like, "You're in trouble." And that spirit says, "Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you?" Amen. Who are you? Uh-oh. It's going to be like a playoff game with Green Bay not playing at their best today. Amen. Amen. Things aren't going to go well here. Amen. Hallelujah. And in verse 16, "And the man in whom the evil spirit was, he leaped upon them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known unto all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that had believed came, and they confessed, and they had showed their deeds. And many of them also which used curious arts, they brought their books together, and they burned them before all the men. And they were counted the price of them, and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. And so mightily grew the word of God, and it prevailed." Amen. Hallelujah. The message this morning, who are you? We know who Jesus is, we know who Paul is, but who are you? That's a question every believer needs to ask themselves in the Lord. Who am I in Jesus Christ? Is my name known in hell by the powers of darkness? It's amazing. The powers of darkness knew who Jesus was. They knew who Paul was. But they obviously did not recognize these young men who tried to cast out a demon spirit by the Jesus that Paul preached. This morning's message, who are you? Who am I this morning? Amen. Let's go before the Lord. Father, again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for those that have been able to attend the service here this morning at Promised Land Church. Father, it's our heart and it's our call and prayer that you would help us this morning to anoint us to preach your word. Lord, that the word of God would come alive, that we would be encouraged in the faith, and that the hand and the power of the Holy Spirit be in this service. Bless the children's church. Give them their portion. Be with the live stream audience this morning. And Lord, let them sense the Spirit of God as we sense here, Lord. Lord, give us that which we need from your table, Lord. And feed us this morning the bread of life. And everybody said amen and amen. Praise the Lord. In the world of automotive parts and service, even in the restoration business, in that world, there's a few terms that I was thinking about this morning. Whenever you see the word OEM, OEM parts, meaning original equipment manufacturer, meaning that when you get a part for your broken down vehicle, they're going to ask you, do you want OEM or do you want an aftermarket part? An aftermarket part is simply a knockoff of the original. It's an imitation, a rebuild or a reconstruction or a copy of what was originally used on your original equipment as you got it from the factory. I remember years and years ago, they come out with aftermarket air conditioning. And what that was is if you had an old pickup and you wanted to put air conditioning in it, you bought this big ugly box, you mounted that up under the dashboard, and you ran all the lines and the wiring and all the plumbing, and you put the pump and the motor, and it was a big ugly aftermarket conglomerate of whatever it was. It did work, though. It did cool the cab, but it sure didn't look as nice as a factory-installed OEM product. In other words, when something comes original equipment manufacturer, it comes from the factory, wired in, it belongs there. It fits in, it works like it was designed to do. Now that world of aftermarket parts has come a long way, and they got some pretty good stuff out there, so we're not knocking that per se. But I see in our text this morning, we have some believers that tried on an aftermarket faith. A faith that did not come from above, that was not birthed in their heart and life. They tried to borrow it by watching somebody else. In other words, they saw Paul cast out devils. Amen? And he heard them come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Paul had the original equipment manufactured. God built it into him. Amen? Right from the get-go. We see Paul upon his conversion falling off that high horse. God had taken away his sight for a few days. But as time went on, he told Ananias, anoint this man, lay hands on him, for he is a chosen vessel, and that his eyes may be opened and that he may be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so from the beginning, God filled Paul, saved him, filled him with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And as he grew in strength and authority, one day he came to the part where he could, with his original equipment manufactured from God himself, he could take authority over the powers of darkness and see devils cast out and the kingdom of God enlarged. Amen? But then we see the sons of Sceva come along, like many believers today. We try to borrow what we've seen in others, but it's not become a part of us. Amen? I call it like Lot of old with Abraham. Abraham had original faith. He had an original encounter with God the Father. And that faith was in his heart and in his spirit, and it carried him through the rest of his life, and he is known today as the father of the faith. Amen? It was an original work in Abraham's life, but now we see his nephew Lot. Lot, it never got into his heart. It could have, but Lot's heart was in a different place. Like these sons of Sceva. They were on the fringes of church life. They loved the show. They loved seeing the power of God displayed and manifested. They had even watched Paul cast out devils in the name of Jesus. But they never got close enough to the Lord. It never got in them as it should have gotten in them. But when the time came, they thought they could just borrow the name of Jesus, borrow the name of Paul, just like Lot of old thought he could just borrow the name of Abraham and receive the blessing of the Lord like Abraham did. But Lot lost out. Lot ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah because Lot had an aftermarket faith. It didn't come from the original source. Amen? And I'm here to say this morning, there is an original faith available for you and I. There's an original work of God that has begun in us by naming the name of Jesus Christ. I'm here to say God doesn't want you and I to have an aftermarket experience. He doesn't want us to be a knockoff of the real. He wants a genuine work of grace and faith working in every single child of God. Amen? That our faith is not aftermarket, that it's not borrowed, but that it's original from God Himself, rooted in our personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to have an original faith, an original experience in Him. Amen. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? Amen. You know, and you can bolt those aftermarket parts on a vehicle, and there's tags and different things, different part numbers. And to a trained eye, I mean, now they've come a long way. But it used to be in the automotive field, the auto body industry that I was part of, the old aftermarket stuff never quite fit right. The gaps were wrong. The curves were wrong. The bolt holes were off. You try to mount these things and nothing lined up right. And so you spend hours trying to make these cheaper knockoff parts fit. Amen? Instead of just spending the extra $30 and getting the original equipment that you know is going to work in its time of need. And it's going to go right where it was designed to go. Amen? But see, we got to understand in our thing called the faith, you know, you can't borrow God when you need Him without having an original experience with Him. You could call on Him to be saved, but if you want the power of God, if you want an experience in Jesus Christ, it's got to come from the throne of God Himself. Amen? It's got to come from the hand of God. Listen, I want the original equipment manufacturer to build it into me. Amen? No aftermarket air conditioning in my life. Amen? I want the real deal or not at all. Hallelujah. It's got to be a real faith, birthed from a real experience in Jesus Christ. And I'm here to say, the weakest child of God that is strengthened in the faith, when the powers of hell assail, you have the authority in Christ to say, Satan, I take authority over you. I bind you up by the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. And I'm here to say, the powers of hell must be dispelled because of your position in Jesus Christ. But the problem is we have too many believers today that have an aftermarket faith. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? Who are you? It never got in them. It never became a part of their makeup. It never became a part of their spirit man. It's a borrowed faith. It's a borrowed faith that when things aren't going right, oh, I'll just borrow the name of Jesus. I'll just add it to what I am. And God says, no, it can't be that way. I got to begin this from the, listen, that OEM stuff came right off the drawing boards of the manufacturer. It was designed to work and to function in what they were producing. God, on the drawing boards of heaven, when He saved you, when He drew you to Himself, the good work that was designed to be in you and in me, a child of God, a child of His, I'm here to say this morning, God has given us an original faith. God has given us an original infilling with the Holy Spirit. He's given us His Word. It's not aftermarket. It's not borrowed. Most people's faith comes out of a little devotional they have. Where's the faith that comes out of a walk in the Word of God? Amen. You see, this is the original equipment right here. Amen? Amen? All the commentators, and listen, I have commentaries myself. They have their place. But there's nothing like you getting into God's Word and receiving from God what you've been designed to have and receive in His name. Amen? God wants you and I strengthened in the faith. He wants us to grow up in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, that this all becomes part of our original equipment. Amen? Amen. I hope I'm going somewhere with this. Amen? But listen this morning. God don't want you to have a borrowed faith. He don't want you to have an aftermarket faith. But God will build you from the ground up. Amen. It'll be so a part of your life. Amen? Listen, I come up through that old line Pentecostalism, and you used to think that you had to pump this whole thing up before you had enough strength to cast out an evil spirit. I used to think if I didn't get 3 hours of prayer time in a day, I wasn't equipped to take on my day. Because some of the old preachers and the preachers that were preaching this to me were telling me that you have to have all this dedication and prayer time, you know, for God to even use you at all. Listen, prayer is right. Time with God is right. There's nothing wrong with that. But I found a better way, that it was in me from my salvation, that Jesus Christ went on to fill me with the Holy Spirit as He has filled you with the Holy Spirit. But it was birthed in you right from the beginning of your salvation experience. And God has designed it that you will have a true power of God abiding from the Godhead in the person of the Holy Spirit, that when the time of need arises, as long as you can be in faith and believe. 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 Believe who you are. Believe what He has done. Believe you have the Holy Spirit. Believe God's word is for you, not against you. Then you can start taking authority over the powers of hell that assail the different areas of your life and family. My God, and it won't be an aftermarket faith. It won't be a borrowed faith. It'll come from a personal experience rooted in Jesus Christ. And you can say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you won't hear the enemy say, well, who are you? Now, the powers of darkness will challenge us once in a while. Like somebody said, I try to rebuke the devil, but he wouldn't buke. Amen. Amen. But I'm here to say, if you will let God, through the faith, build you right from the beginning, I'm telling you, on the drafting tables of heaven, with your name on that blueprint, God has designed you to walk in power and authority in Jesus' name, no matter who you are in Jesus Christ. Amen? You have been given authority, and it's not a borrowed authority. It's not a cheap knockoff of the original. It's not an imitation. It's the real deal. It's the real thing. Amen. When I'm not walking as close to God as I ought to be, well, you tell me who is. Our heart is that we want to walk close to the Lord, and a true believer will notice from time to time when they're not walking as close to God as they ought to be walking. Now it's a consecration issue. So all we got to do is draw near to God, and He will draw near to us. I'll be the first one to admit, we're not always clicking on all eight cylinders. Amen? Our faith can be up and down. There can be moments of unbelief. There are times Satan does get an advantage of every one of us in a weak moment. Amen. Amen. But I'm here to say, the genuine faith, the original equipment manufacturer, has put it in you that you have authority over the kingdom of darkness. Not over people, but over the powers of darkness. Amen. And you can walk in your authority in Jesus Christ. Listen, there is this thing called the authority of the believer. There is this thing called the true power of God. There is this inner working of God's grace and strength. Paul said that he prayed that God would strengthen your inner man with the might of His Spirit. That you and I can walk, not so much in a borrowed authority, but a true authority as we walk in Christ. Amen. I'm here to say it is available to every one of us, and it doesn't have to be a borrowed authority. That's what the sons of Sceva were doing. They were borrowing, they saw what was going on, and instead of it being in them, they tried to borrow it from the outside. Let's just use His name. We saw Paul do it, so let's do that. Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Amen. Hallelujah. Who are you? It's a good question. Who are we? Who are you in Jesus Christ? Your confession ought to be, I am a child of the Most High God. I am blood washed. My name is written in heaven's book of life. My sin has been forgiven me, and I am justified by faith in Jesus Christ. I have repented of my sin. I have turned from my wickedness, and I have come to Jesus for a brand new heart and a brand new spirit. I am a child of God because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and personal Savior. And if that is our confession, then God's drawing board of heaven has equipped some things for every one of us as we grow in this thing called the faith. Amen? So that when you use the name of Jesus, you're not going to get the rebuttal from the powers of hell and saying, well, we know Jesus and Paul and half the church, but who are you? Right? No. God has given us the power of His Spirit, and we can walk in divine grace and authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. How men have grown in this thing. Even Jesus. John the Baptist, this is what the Bible said about him. And it said, and the child grew and waxed strong in the Spirit. And he was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. Speaking of John the Baptist. Right from the get-go, from the mother's womb, the Holy Spirit caused John the leap. But as John was born into this world, the Spirit of God began to work and take over his life. This thing was birthed in him. Now, John never did a miracle. But Jesus said there's yet not been a greater prophet than John the Baptist. John never was called upon to use that name of Jesus, but it was in him should he have had to. Amen? It said this of Jesus Christ as he was growing up. And the child grew, and he waxed strong in the Spirit, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen? When you and I have been saved, when we've been born again, it can be said of us, we're growing in the grace of God, we're waxing strong in the Spirit, we're being filled with the wisdom of God, and the grace of God is upon us. Jesus, as he grew up as a man, he didn't grow up as God. He grew up as a boy, moved on by the Holy Spirit, and he obediently yielded himself to God as Father, to the Word of God, and learned everything he learned out of the Word of God as the Holy Spirit revealed it to him. Amen? Do you realize that's kind of the same pattern with us? We get saved, we get a hunger for God's Word, we get a hunger for the house of God, and we start hearing God's Word, we start taking time with God, talking to God, walking with God, and little by little, we're growing in the Spirit, we're growing in wisdom, we're growing in grace, we're growing in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. And one day, we're casting out devils in the name of Jesus Christ from our inner man and our union with the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Amen. You see, this is all the benefit of the cross. God wants us to walk in our authority. We're not the sons of Sceva. We don't have borrowed faith here today. But a good work was began in us, and that good work he is still able to perform until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Listen what it said of Paul. But it said, Saul increased the more in strength, and he confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. Paul increased the more in strength. Paul increased the more in strength. Paul, listen, before God really gave Paul the full revelation of the cross, Paul had been saved probably 17, 18 years. This wasn't happening overnight, but the Bible did say Paul was increasing in strength. Let me ask you, friend, are we increasing in strength as we are understanding the provision of Calvary for us? As we are birthed of God? As the Holy Spirit available from the Godhead to every child of God that desires more of the Holy Spirit? Are we growing in this thing called the faith? Are we growing and becoming stronger? Are we becoming more settled in our spirit? But that inner man, that inner fortitude, are we growing in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. That's a question. Hallelujah. The Bible says of Stephen. Stephen, he was a deacon in the church. It said he was full of faith and power and did great wonders and miracles among the people. Amen. He was a deacon. He was just a helper in the church. So it shows you it's not always the preacher. Amen. It's not, but the average parishioner, the average child of God in the kingdom of God can walk in miracle power. should the Lord prompt that heart that direction. Amen. It's been said years ago, but we have as much of God right now as we want of Him. Where are you in life? Where am I in life? I have as much of God as I want from Him. You say, well, I want more. Then you can have more. Then I can have more. I want more of His power. I can have it. Amen. I want to walk closer to God. I can have that. But sometimes we say we're waiting on God, but God's waiting on us sometimes. Where's my hunger level? We never get beyond our hunger in the body of Christ. You realize that? We never get beyond our spiritual hunger. We must hunger and thirst for righteousness. Hunger and thirst is what the Word of God says. Hunger and thirst. The problem is we hunger for the aftermarket stuff. It's easier to borrow it than to be developed with it. Because to be developed with it, it's a process of time. It's a process of consecration. It's a process of really establishing a right relationship and a proper God walk. Amen? Hallelujah. But we can have as much of Him as we want. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who am I? Who are you? I think that's a question every generation that's been since the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That would be asked of all of us. Are we living in a borrowed faith, an aftermarket world, where it's a knockoff of the original? But that aftermarket part might be substandard. And we see the sons of Sceva, their borrowed faith was substandard. And the enemy knocked the tar out of them. Amen? The Bible says that man with that devil turned on them, rent them, ripped their clothes to shreds, beat them within an inch of their life, and they all fled out of that house like wounded little puppies. That's not a definition of the child of God. That's a definition of people who borrow their faith from the other sources of this so-called church world. Amen? And never have developed in their own personal walk with God. Amen. You know, as the father of the house, and lay aside that we're called to preach or pastor, it's still my place of authority to take authority over the powers of darkness that I may see creep into my house. But if I'm not alert to that, or if I am not in my place with God, and there has been some moments in my walk with God that I've not been as sensitive and close to the Lord as I ought to, and then the enemy gets in there somehow. Amen? But I can quickly repent and turn back to Jesus and ask Him for a greater strength and help me to be more aware of where that enemy is trying to creep in, that I can take proper authority. Ladies, if that husband isn't in his right spiritual place, you as a child of God have been given spiritual authority in your home. Amen. To bind the power of the enemy trying to work in your children and sometimes even in your husband. Amen. Us men aren't always where we need to be because we're frail human beings too. Amen. But we can rise up in faith with a genuine faith that came off the drawing board of God with my name on the blueprint. And God has built some things into our heart and spirit, but you must activate them by faith. That air conditioning and that nice brand new vehicle of yours ain't going to do you no good until you push the button. It's been there all along. Imagine that, living in the South, rolling those windows down. Man, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. 120 degrees in the cab of that vehicle. And then, why don't you use the air? I don't know how to push the button. I don't know what, I don't know. You make excuses about it. I don't know what's wrong. I just roll the window down. Why are you rolling the window down when you can just push the goofy button and be in comfort? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that in the name of Jesus, We don't have to jump through hoops, run through the troop. We don't have to do all the things to make God do anything. All we got to do is acknowledge what's there, find a way to push the button, spiritually speaking, and the equipment is there. It'll do what it's designed to do. Amen. So when I use the name of Jesus, it'll do what it's designed to do. But I've rebuked the enemy, Pastor, and it's not worked. No, you rebuke and you stand. You still don't see what you want to see? You rebuke it again and you stand. Amen. Satan, I said I take authority over the powers of hell that are over my children's minds. I bind that lying spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. But don't say in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. I bind you in the name of Jesus, the one I see Benny Hinn use. You're going to get a bruising, boy. God has given you an original faith. God has designed original equipment in you. You don't have to borrow aftermarket stuff. You have authority in Jesus Christ to take authority over every demon spirit, every power of hell, amen, that you can walk in the strength of your Savior, amen. God has still called you and I to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We should lend and not borrow. The Bible says when we come in, the enemy should flee seven ways. Come on. And that's not walking in a self-righteous, pumptuous, head tilted back, I got the authority of God. That's not in that kind of a spirit. Sometimes under your breath, I take authority over the powers of darkness and I bind them up in Jesus' name. You stand in your authority. Amen. But Pastor, things get worse. You're challenging the powers of hell that are locking up your life, that are locking up your children, that are locking up your marriages, that are locking up your finances, that are locking up the better blessings that God has for you. You got to take authority once in a while and stand in the person and work of Jesus Christ, of which you are a child of God. Stand in the truth. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand by faith. Stand. By faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're always trying to escape things. You ever notice when something ain't going well? Liz and I were talking about this yesterday. Sometimes God allows. He doesn't always cause it, but sometimes we find ourselves in a circumstantial prison in life. As a child of God, I'm talking. Now, those that don't have a walk with God, you just do your thing anyway, and you don't care if it's God's will or not. You just do it. If it feels good, you do it. So we're not talking to that kind of person here. We're talking to blood-washed children of God who knows that there's a will of God in their life, and they're very sensitive not to get out of that will. And sometimes that child of God, that believer, will find themselves in a circumstantial prison where it's like, I can't abort the thing, because that would bring a reproach. I can't just go do my own thing because that would cause damage to my family. I can't just file the divorce. Amen? I can't just quit the church. I can't just get out of this job. If I quit that job, it's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? And you're waiting on God for direction, and it doesn't come. Sometimes God is saying, stop trying to run away from the problem and learn to stand in authority in the problem, because I'm trying to teach you some fortitude. I'm trying to teach you faithfulness. I'm trying to teach you to stand in the authority that God has given you. And if you try to abort the will of God, God is just going to let you jump out of the frying pan and you're going to land in the oven. Amen? It'll get worse. Well, I'll just get out of that oven, and you'll end up in a kiln. You try to get out of the kiln, you're going to end up where they melt steel. You're not getting away. You know, can I say this carefully, but, you know, Liz and I, once in a while, when we're kicking back for a night, we'll watch these discovery programs where they got a mystery they're trying to solve. A crime was committed or something, you know, and it's like a documentary. And, you know, and so we were always trying to figure out, okay, where's the plot? Who did it? Who didn't do it? Who are they accusing? Who got away with it? You know, and one thing you find is that these people, I'm here to say, these people that are not surrendered to God, and they wonder why they end up in these places and predicaments. Things get worse and worse and worse the farther they go from God. Amen? Listen, I'll be the first one to say, as a child of God, that doesn't guarantee that bad things will never come my way. But God is trying to build your life. He's trying to put fortitude in you and I. He's trying to get us to where we stand in His power and authority and learn the lessons. Amen? Instead of trying to escape the prison. Oh, I was sharing that. I says, one thing I noticed about, you ever see these programs where they it's called, I think I almost got away with it, where they do a prison break? We've probably seen four or five of those in the last year, where these guys, they plot and they scheme and they finally break out of prison, break out of jail. But do you realize every one of them gets caught again? You as a child of God, every time you try to escape a little bit of difficulty, instead of taking God's pathway through it, you may have a temporary relief, but you're going to be watching over your shoulder for a long time because, and friend, they're going to come for you again because God's going to make sure you learn those lessons. And God will make sure, amen, that you get into that place where He can continue to develop your faith. And friend, faith don't develop easy on its own. We need the afflictions at times, the difficulties. You don't know how much power you may have in the name of Jesus until you're in a circumstance that you need the power of the name of Jesus. Amen? Isaiah 55, when it's time to come out of the prison, just like Joseph, says the trees of the field will clap their hands and everybody will leap for joy. When you're in the will of God and it's time to come out of a prison, that door will close by God. God will open that door, close it behind you, and everything will be right. It'll be the right way, the right movement. Friend, never make a major decision in the heat of the battle. Never do it. You'll miss it every time. God wants you to have an original faith, not a borrowed faith. He's trying to teach us the lessons that we need to learn in this thing called the kingdom of God. God is trying to develop us, that He may bless us, that He may increase us, that He may add to us, that He may liberate us and free us from bondage. Amen. God wants us free of the vices, of the habits of life that are corrupting our heart and our life and our spirit man. I'm here to say it's the will of God for you to be right where you are right now, in the circumstances you are right now. Well, how do I know? Why is it so hard? Because God is training you to use His name. He wants you to see there's a button in your arsenal that you can push called faith, called the power of God. Amen? That there's all-wheel drive when you need it. That there is super traction or whatever you call it. Amen? It's built right off the design table of God with your name on it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my God, I can go on and on and on. Jesus I know. Paul I know. But who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Amen. Amen. I'm a blood-washed child of God. I belong to Him. And by the grace of God, we'll be found faithful. We'll be found strengthened. And can I tell you something before we leave here today? Don't leave here discouraged because you feel there's no way out of your prison. Joseph, none of us can walk in his shadow. He was hated on by his brothers. He was cast into a pit, brought out of that pit, sold as a slave, found himself as a house slave in Potiphar's house. Things were starting to look up, and then the accusations came. He found himself in prison, falsely accused, to the point where he was telling the baker and the butler, he says, remember me when you get out of here. And the Bible says he was there yet for 2 full years. Oh. Amen. Oh, man, 2 more years of this? He didn't know it at the time it would be 2 years, but it said he was there yet 2 full years. And you know what he was learning? God was prospering him in his prison. He was learning who he was by the faith of God. God, by faith, was giving him grace. And the hand of God was in him in his prison. And he was making the best out of that prison experience, realizing even Paul said that when he was arrested by Nero, he said, I'm not a prisoner of Nero. I am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus is whom I belong to. He's the one who will open this door in his way in time. It's he has allowed this in my life, but it's for a good purpose because I trust him that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm here to say, yeah, Paul would end up down the road giving his life for Christ, but I'm here to say God wants you and I to give our life for Christ right now. In other words, dead to myself, but alive in him, calling on the name of Jesus, using that name because of an inward building of faith that God has put in me from the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can stand in the name of Jesus Christ and see the powers of hell dispelled. Amen. Have an excitement in your prison right now. God is going to give me something that somehow I don't like it, but God's going to get me through. And I'm going to start taking authority over the powers of darkness and loved ones that I see. I've been praying that over my children. Amen. My daughters especially. I've been praying when I see things that I don't feel are right, I take authority in the name of Jesus over that spirit, that influence that's coming into their life. Amen. And sometimes I'm telling you, it's a process of time. But God is working. Amen. It keeps me in peace. Amen. It lets me know God is working. Amen. And that God isn't finished. I'm here to say, don't go out of here with your tail between your legs. You go out of here in the name of Jesus Christ and you be strong, you be built up in the faith, and you start learning how to use the name of Jesus in your circumstances. And let God do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I could go on another hour. I got more notes, but I feel the Lord has said what he wanted us to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, give me oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Well, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Lord, give me oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning to the brink of day. One more time. Lord, give me oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Musicians, please. Lord, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Well, give me oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning to the brink of day.